There are only a few days left of Ramadan. For the past 4 weeks, Muslims here and right around the world have been fasting to mark the holy month. This year, of course, has been unusual, to say the least, for many families observing the month without the company of their community. But for those working on the front lines, who are fasting for 14 hours a day, well, they say this experience has served up some surprises. Dr. Abdul Ghani Basit is an emergency room doctor at Markham Stouffville Hospital. And Natika Rahumatullah is a registered nurse in that same ER. Doctor, let's start with you. How are you managing fasting and working long hours in the emergency room?
Well, first of all, thank you, Jill, for having us on today to talk about this topic. You know, I got to tell you, it's definitely been different than usual. So I'm kind of lucky in the sense that I'm a shift worker. So I have a great group of colleagues that, you know, allow me to kind of move my shifts around. So I can really try to work more night shifts and evening shifts. So I can try not, working while I'm fasting during the day. But certainly there's times where, you know, you work and you're fasting during the day and you kind of just power through it. You keep your head down, stay focused, stay patient, and remember the reason why you're fasting in the first place. Mm. But, you know, we understand, too, that a lot of Muslims that are in healthcare that don't work shift work, they often will have to do this every single day. So it's kind of striking a balance.
What about you, Natika? How's the fasting this Ramadan compared to previous years for you?
It's just been a little bit more challenging this year just because of social distancing. And at work, you wear a mask for the full 12-hour shift plus wearing the PPE with the patients. So you do get a lot more thirsty and more hungry just because you have to talk more louder. But you just have to have a strong mindset and just push through. And like Dr. Basit said, just to stay focused.
I mean, it sounds really challenging. Can you help people who are listening and you know, don't share the same faith or perhaps even understand why maintaining your fasts is something so important to you, even through this very difficult time with the pandemic? Natika.
Well, fasting is all about self-control and self-discipline, and just to see how this less fortunate feel. It is a chance to increase your own humility and your patience and your gratitude and your spirituality in relationship with God. So it is quite important to us, and it is important to actually practice like Ramadan for the full month just to help with your spirituality and relationship with God.
Hmm. Doctor, tell me, you know, before Ramadan began, I had a conversation with an artist who prepares these elaborate table settings to sort of lift her family's spirits for iftar, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, the breaking of the fast. So in the context of again, this very unusual time during the pandemic, tell me about your iftar and how that looks these days.
Yeah, so, you know, usually it'll just be me and my wife at home, and we'll kind of have something very simple. But iftars, you know, generally have been this time for us as a community, see our family, see our friends, and really just commune and talk and, you know, be one with, you know, the community that you're a part of. So just like all, you know, all people in our society these days, we found other ways to do it. Zoom iftars have become a thing where we all kind of chat and talk and share stories and share struggles and support one another. But even at work, you know, when we do break fast, you know, in the ER, even on a good day before COVID happened, before Ramadan, you know, eating together would kind of a challenge. But now we're finding ways to, you know, at least share a meal together in a safe way, in a COVID-friendly way. And I've had nursing staff, too, that, you know, tend to remind me that, hey, Abdul, isn't it time to break your fast now? It's like 9 o'clock. So it's really nice to have, you know, that kind of support as well. And so we're finding that, you know, having iftars, you know, are different, but we're still finding a way to do it. And we're still finding that community that we always kind of long for during Ramadan.
What about you, Natika? Your community, either whether you're on a shift or wherever you find yourself for your iftar, breaking that fast, what's it like for you?
Well, I do live with my family and I do self-isolate at home. So just the fear of being exposed and getting my family sick. So in the beginning, I found it very challenging because I was actually starting fast and breaking fast on my own in a separate room. But my family do understand, like, the seriousness of this virus, and they have been very supportive. And even at work, they've been very phenomenal and understanding and supportive of breaking my fast and at the appropriate time if I can. And they do give me the reminder saying, I'll take this patient over. You go break your fast, have a seat, and relax for a bit. So it's been quite good.
Hmm. Of course, this weekend is the big festival meant to reward, after all the sacrifices during this month, the celebration of Eid. I'll ask each of you, before I let you go, how you are planning to celebrate. Natika, what will Eid be like for you?
It'll just be a quiet time at home. Usually we do go for Eid prayers with the large gatherings and large celebrations, but being at home with family is just as good. So.
Hmm. And Dr. Abdul, what about you?
Yeah, so I'm not sure exactly which day Eid will be this year. I think it depends on the lunar, it depends on the phase of the moon that will really determine the day. So there's a good chance I might be working on Eid. But in the morning, you know, I plan to at least, you know, have a Zoom chat with my family and, you know, pray at home. But it's going to be different. It's definitely going to be one of those situations where we're going to be at home. And I think it's one of those things where we can appreciate the fact that we're doing this so that we can enjoy times to come, enjoy Eids to come with people that are more vulnerable in our communities, so that we're not, you know, all gathering together and getting them sick. So although it's a bit different, it's definitely worth it.
It's good to hear your experiences, and I wish you a happy celebration this weekend, wherever it finds you.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Abdul Ghani Basit and Natika Rahumathula are healthcare workers in Markham Stouffville Emergency Department. They're among the many GTA Muslims who've been fasting long hours while working on the front lines of the pandemic.